Novaplex. It's Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. It's Either or Thursday. We've got Tech baseball, basketball still going on, obviously, and it is Texas Independence Day. So happy Independence Day. We hope you celebrate the way in the proper form and fashion any good Texan should do. We should probably just invade New Mexico. Either way, you guys could be joining us on the text line today, 806-855-3712. Make sure you use the 806. It goes to an angry man in Florida. He will not respond to you. If you're listening on the apps, great. If you haven't downloaded the app, what's wrong with you? You're crazy in the head. Get the app. Go to kkm.com. Then turn on notifications so you get notified of things that are notification worthy. After that, follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt. That's right. Just Ryan Hyatt. At Ryan Hyatt Media. And we're happy to be hanging out with you guys today here in the Arctic Air Studios. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast around 6:30-ish, a highly interactive online presentation. So follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media, and check out everything we do at our website, theraiderland.com. He is Rob Rowe, at Rob Rowe Show on Twitter, pulses the people, king of hat of the day. He's one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, and freshly minted, I guess you would say, Texas Tech correspondent there with Dave Campbell's Texas Football. Congratulations to all the Gauchos on that that neat deal that's going to be going on. You can catch him on his show from 1 to 2 Monday through Friday right after we're done here on Talk 103.9 FM. All right, happy Thursday, everybody. Happy Independence Day. We have made it. This week is kind of stretched out. It's been interesting when we get our first, you know, midweek baseball games. You go from Tuesday basketball, baseball, kind of doubleheader going on. Then you get baseball yesterday, Lady Raiders winning last night. It kind of helps us get closer to the weekend, and Tech baseball obviously be back in action come tomorrow down there in Houston, and the Red Raider men will finish it up against Oklahoma State this weekend. So, yeah, it is a great time of year. This stretch is one of my favorites. March, I guess if you're a sports fan, every month can be great for one reason or another. To me, I love March because obviously you got March Madness, you got college baseball going on. You got Major League Baseball starting up, spring training, and then the at the end of the month it gets going. And, of course, now you've got the XFL and the USFL. So what more could you want? March may be the greatest sports month there is. All right, let's get you going on some of the topics today. We'll get your thoughts on Texas Tech baseball, just pummeling Air Force, now 10-0, 18-5. It was another list of there are a lot of names in the box score, and that may be one of the best things about this team right now and getting to 10-0. They've been able to do it with a ton of different players, winning 18-5 yesterday. So you can give us your thoughts on that. There's some college sports NIL collective news that will fly under the radar but should not. And we'll discuss that today. I know many people haven't probably had a chance to kind of sink their teeth into this story that I saw last night. But it is a potential game changer in how NIL is going to go down. Now, let's get the either-or questions out there. First off, either-or, either truck or car. Which do you drive and why? Are you a truck guy or are you a car guy? Then the second one regarding Texas Tech basketball, it's pretty simple. Either NIT or just move on. What do you want for this team after the Big 12 tournament? Unless they win it, of course. You know, if they win it, they're in the NCAA tournament. Do you just want this thing to be over and get on to fixing things that are problematic in the program and move on to next year? Or would you go to an NIT game? As a fan, would you be motivated to drop whatever dollar figure it would be to go out and watch Tech and, I don't know, give me a bubble team, somebody that's not in the NCAA tournament? Doesn't really matter. Where would your motivation be on that?
Are you hosting?
Don't know. I mean,
did you see the note that the Red Raider Club sent out on the Lady Raiders?
I did not.
They're basically telling you they're hosting.
Yeah.
In
the NIT.
Saying, hey, the women's NIT is coming up. We might host. Hold on to those parking passes.
Subtle.
So, I would assume you'll get one or two Lady Raiders games at in Lubbock.
I hope so. Be nice to get them back in postseason.
Does the men's NIT... How does that work? Do they host?
Is it all in Vegas now?
Oh, maybe one year, but I don't think so.
No. Okay. I thought it was in Vegas for some reason.
It didn't used to be.
Yeah. No, a lot of things didn't used to be.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It could be now.
Either way.
Because the men's one's just 32, right?
Yeah.
The women's is a full...
It's like 500 teams or something.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. So what do you want? Either or. Either NIT or just move on. How do you sum up the season? 806-855-3712. It is Texas Independence Day, as I mentioned. So happy Independence Day. Because of that, we must celebrate the greatness of Texas sports, Texas sports figures, Lone Star State athletes. Your challenge today, give us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time. In the history of the Lone Star State, who do you consider the greatest? And note I said sports figure here, because that would include coaches. That would include, obviously, players, athletes, team sports, individuals, you name it, sports figures. I don't know. Maybe it's a broadcaster. You tell us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time. Who would, and you hear that, and who immediately pops into your list? And he's not there yet because he's not done yet. Let's just get Mahomes out of the way right now.
Yeah.
But is he already in his young career, would he be top 25 all-time Texas sports figures? Multiple Super Bowl championships, multiple MVPs. Is he that guy? Multiple Super Bowl MVP? Has he already done enough in his still fairly young NFL career that you would go, he's a top 25 Texas guy right now?
I think we also give him the benefit of he's 27 and we think he's going to double what he's doing.
Right.
Basically.
Do you project onto the future?
I mean, you already call him a Hall of Famer. We already call him a
Hall of Famer in waiting.
Multiple, yeah. So.
Be interesting.
Yeah. He'll definitely finish there, so I think we already put him there, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just say he's got a spot in the top 25 waiting for him. This, by the way, is really, this is a tough, I think this is a really tough question to answer. And it's one of those that, I hate the term, hey, there's no wrong answer, you know. But when you start getting into the all-time greats, you know, I can sit here right now and I could tick off and make a list of reasons why Tom Landry is the greatest sports figure in Lone Star State history. Star at Mission, Texas. Great, you know, football player at UT. He goes to the NFL. He plays for the Giants. He becomes a player coach. He obviously becomes a Super Bowl winning coach of the Dallas Cowboys. He becomes iconic. The man in the funny hat. I mean, right there, I could just say, okay, there you go. What? Who are you going to throw at me after that, right? Oh, and then you said Byron Nelson? Oh, yeah. So, greatest Texas sports figures all time. 806-855-3712. We get it started on the text line. Doughboy leading off our trucker in Raiderland, Guns Up Trucking, says he's in Virginia. So we're checking in on the app. Unless ESPN 960 is really booming out today, and I know they have a large signal, probably listening on the app, says almost there. Now I'm trying to remember. I thought he was going to West Virginia. I mean, maybe it's just Virginia in general.
Yeah, who knows?
It's way away out there. I wonder if he's going to get a pepperoni roll. Isn't that their thing?
Yes. I'd never heard of those until recently. And I was like, oh, like Double Dave's?
Yeah.
Like I was trying to describe it to him, and they were like, no, it's just pepperonis on a hoagie.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a thing. I was moderately aware of it. I mean, it's no Runza up there in Nebraska.
Right. Well, what is?
What could be.
Yeah.
You had some fun with that menu that the Big 12 put out.
Yeah, we ranked them yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I applaud them. Like you said, Brett Yormark. Marketing, creativity.
They're doing something.
They're trying.
Something.
And that's fun stuff to do. Not, you know, they should be having like a contest, though, of which school sells the most of their menu items.
Oh, yeah.
And that you create some sort of, I don't know, like a scholarship, you know, or some donation, something like that.
A Twitter graphic.
People yeah. will walk across shards of glass and burning coals for a Twitter meme.
Yeah.
To win a mythical fan championship on social media. It's amazing what people will do.
Kansas, regardless of the menu, Kansas and Iowa State fans would be odds-on favorites at that.
Yeah, just because they dominate.
Well, I don't know. Kansas State maybe this year might have a good showing.
They're with the Big 12 Coach of the Year in waiting, Jerome Tang.
I can't believe people are still saying Bill Self for a Coach of the Year. Now, I understand Bill Self is the best coach in the Big 12. But that's not what the Coach of the Year is to me. Kansas State was picked dead last.
Yeah.
Or next to dead last. And they're going to finish in the top four or five.
Yeah, I'm not a guy to immediately punish a coach of a really good team just because he's the coach of a really good team. But in this case, you're right. Tank coached better than anybody else in the league. He got more out of anything.
I mean, they were a vote away from preseason number one.
Yeah. If they hadn't won, if they hadn't achieved at a high level, people would be going, what's wrong with Kansas?
Right.
So you can't give me that he's the coach of the year because he basically did what people thought they were going to do. Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. Either or, what do you drive, either truck or car, and why? Either NIT or just move on. What do you want Tech basketball to do? And then it's greatest Texas sports figures all time in honor of Independence Day. Texter, I'd go to the NIT games. I would go to the NIT games because I could actually take my family to the games at an affordable rate. I have no idea what the tickets are. Greatest Texas sports figure at this moment is Nolan Ryan. Give Mahomes a few more years, he could surpass the Express. I was wondering, Rob, how long would it take for Nolan Ryan's name to pop up? And there's another vote for Nolan Ryan. Another vote, Nolan Ryan. Do you think Nolan Ryan's going to get some votes? Texter, Mickey Mantle? He's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, also with Nolan Ryan, you get the career in both
Astros, Rangers,
with the Rangers and the Astros.
And then the front office.
Right.
That if you don't have him in your front office, your team is not going to do well.
Right.
You must respect Nolan Ryan and his own line of beef, hot dogs. Nolan Ryan's an interesting case. You know? Is he the greatest, baseball player from the state of Texas? It's hard to argue because of the longevity. He became myth
right
in his final few years. He was always well respected, but those final few, the last two no hitters in a Ranger uniform, and he's out in the Robin Ventura and all.
Right.
He became mythologized right. While he was still finishing up his career.
And you have, you know, Nolan Ryan's hot dogs and all that stuff. He's still prevalent.
Yeah, still out there.
Now that's kind of stupid to have in an athletic conversation, but
yeah,
I mean, he's bigger than life, to your point.
Yeah. Doughboy clarifies, he had to go through Virginia to get to West Virginia. He's coming up I-81, Interstate gotcha. 81, so he has to cut through gotcha. that little odd thing of Virginia over there. So yeah. That's how you end up there. All right, drive safe.
I'm driving to Houston tonight.
Yes, you are.
And there's basically two ways to go, right?
Yeah.
I think I might drive the Waco College Station route and maybe see what I can get into. Maybe not today, but on the way home, see if I could stop by McLean or something. I stopped by Kyle Field on the way back last time I was in Houston.
Yeah. So it's still there, huh?
Yeah, I'd never been.
Oh, okay.
I'd never been through Aggieland. I wanted to drive around. I drove by Bluebell, too.
Yeah.
I like their setup.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's all right there together.
All kind of there together. You got Reed Arena. You got the baseball facility and obviously the stadium.
Fairly nice.
Go see where they bury the dogs.
It's like a big park right by the stadium. I'm sure the tailgating's there. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't tailgate in Texas like they do in the Pac-12 country.
That's what I've heard.
806-855-3712. We've got to take the time out. Either or Thursday, what do you drive, either a truck or a car? Which one and why? Either NIT or just move on. What do you want Tech basketball to do? And then it's Texas Independence Day. Texas sports figures all time. Greatest Texas sports figure all time. Who gets your vote? 806-855-3712. That is the number you text in on. It's Ryan High. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. 11:22, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports, and Lubbock. And that's where you'll hear the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 today. ESPN 960 San Angelo, it's either or Thursday. Every Thursday we ask you either or questions. Life usually not black and white, but it is on Thursdays around Raiderland. Either a truck or a car, what do you drive? Either NIT or just move on. What do you want for Texas Tech basketball when the Big 12 tournament is over, barring a Big 12 tournament championship? All right, and also in honor of Texas Independence Day, give us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time, 806-855-3712. Got to use the 806-855-3712. And if you want to talk some Tech baseball, we'd love to get your thoughts on that. Just another walk in the park for the Red Raiders yesterday, pun intended, 18-5, just poured it on against Air Force, my goodness. Texter on the text line, and we'll get to the A&M 12th Man Fund story here in just a little bit, but a texter wants to know, how long until high school is doing some sort of NIL? Serious question. Well, for now, remember, this is all governed in a patchwork litany of laws around the country, decided at each state legislature level. In the state of Texas, you can't do NIL if you're in high school. Now, I believe that'll be challenged. It nearly was. Quinn Ewers' family toyed with the idea of challenging that, but instead they just went to Ohio State, banked the Ohio State money for a year, and then came back down to the University of Texas. I will not be surprised if people will nibble at the edges on it, Rob, and they'll come back and say, well, okay, what's the difference between an 18-year-old high school player and an 18-year-old college freshman getting NIL? Where's your difference, your adult standard? So I will not be surprised if we see a court case on that in the fairly near future that will try to refine it down.
Here's the difference. If a high school kid wanted to have a YouTube channel and monetize it, he could still participate in high school athletics.
He can do that.
That was the whole thing with the NCAA. That was why there was legislation because they were taking away their ability to sell themselves. Now the NIL collectives and all that, I don't think that'll happen to a great extent in high school, but there's no stopping it right now in high school.
It's really pretty vague.
There's also no There are recruiting rules. It's illegal to recruit in high school, so I think it's much stickier.
I think
stickier.
Lorenzo basketball just is learning about that, apparently.
And Duncanville. It's a much stickier situation in high school because you can't transfer, you can't do stuff like that like you can in college. As sticky as it is in the NCAA, if they started that in high school, I think it would be a much, much worse deal, because high school boosters and all that, and then you're getting parents moving, and one parent's going to live in Dallas, and one parent's going to live in Nebraska, and you're going to be going to school in one place, and it's going to be.
Some would say that already happens every day, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh yeah, I just said real stories,
right?
But right now, there's no reason to not just go ahead and do it. You can also hire a high school kid to do whatever you want.
Like, it's not allowed to work.
It's not illegal.
Yeah. Texter, listening to y'all on the app here in Denver, Colorado. Good to have you along for the ride today. Hopefully Denver, I wonder, are you getting weather up there yet? It says, I'd go with Tom Landry. My grandfather was actually friends with him. Very cool. Texter, Ben Hogan, legend, great golfer, nearly killed in a car accident, coming back from the West Coast swing, wills himself back onto the tour and continues to play great golf. We talk about all-time great comebacks from injury. You know, we think about that Alex Smith comeback a couple of years in the NFL from his gruesome. What was the number of surgeries? 17?
Oh, yeah. Some
his ridiculous leg, amount of surgeries.
Have you seen his leg?
Yeah, it doesn't look like a leg. But yeah, Ben Hogan. Google it if you're unfamiliar with the Ben Hogan story. Texter, I think Tech will win it all in the NIT if they do go, but the But in the end, you're first or you're last, says Ricky Bobby. I also think they deserve to be in the big tournament. Their record doesn't really tell the tale of who they are. There will be a lot worse teams in there instead of them. You just described the NCAA tournament every year that there are 10 to 15 teams that aren't in, and there are 10 to 15 teams that are worse than those teams left out that are in the tournament.
And then you see a school like, oh, who was it last year that went to the Sweet 16?
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, who most times you wouldn't say deserves it, but gets hot in the end, and people overlook them, and they punch up, but it is what it is.
By the way, NIT first, second, and quarterfinals, campus sites, and then the semis and the championship are at the Orleans there in Las Vegas. So you would have the potential to go to games. Bottom of the hour break, you guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712, either or Thursday, either NIT or just move on. What's your standard? What do you drive, either truck or car? Tech baseball on your mind? We can visit with you. And it's Independence Day. Give us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time, 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break, it's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Love is like a bomb, 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 bomb,
bomb. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Take you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. ESPN 960 San Angelo, where you're listening down that way, and then in Lubbock, it's Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Text in 806-855-3712 in honor of Texas Independence Day. Give us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time. Who gets that nomination for you? And then, of course, we've got a little baseball to look at. Easy wins over Air Force, and we're talking some Tech basketball in a roundabout way. We ask you today, either NIT or just move on the either-or question. What do you want to do? And then what do you drive, either truck or car? Both Rob and I are truck guys. I've been a truck guy since 95. When I drive a car now, I feel like I'm in a go-kart. It is a weird sensation for me to get behind the wheel of a car. And now I'm low to the ground, and I can't see, and it just doesn't feel right.
I'm kind of the opposite. I would not mind downsizing.
See?
Driving my sister's midsize SUV this weekend, I really enjoy it.
Yeah. See, I just...
Not a car, but I'm much more a car than a car than a truck,
Texter, howdy, gentlemen. Truck all the way. No to the NIT, and looking forward to a great weekend in Houston watching the Red Raiders play. It's Raiderland's realtor. Shout out Kyle Rogers, Remax Realty. Y'all are going to have to get together down there.
Yeah.
See the good what kind thing of is food options they got going on.
After so the schedule lines up to where on the first 2 days, Friday and Saturday, you can watch Texas Tech at 11, and then TCU plays the second game each day. So you'll be able to see Texas Tech and TCU the first 2 days. And then have your evenings. So you can go out.
Yeah, I love the start times.
But do whatever you want.
And Tech always has a large following when they play down there in Houston. I mean, pretty much Tech baseball now, anywhere they play in the state of Texas, folks turn out.
Yeah, in Arlington and Houston, you should have a pretty good contingent.
You know, and you've got a ton of former players from Houston. There's always been a good connection with Tech baseball and the area around Houston. So that's always cool. I tell you, if you're a Tech fan or you're going, you want to see some old Red Raiders. And now, I mean it when I say old Red Raiders. They're going to be out there.
Right.
You can do the whole line. Hey, didn't you used to be? Yeah, I used to be. Texter, I would prefer NIT, although we don't know how many players will be on next year's team. An NIT championship run could be a springboard for the young guys going into the 23-24 season. Ah, yes, Rob, it's the old springboard off the NIT. You know, every year you look at teams that make deep runs in the NCAA tournament, and almost all of them the previous year were playing in the semis or the finals of the NIT.
What happened the year after Shaka Smart won the NIT?
He got fired. He lost to, what was it, Stephen F.? Who'd they lose to?
ACU.
ACU. Oh, yeah. Purple team.
Well, ACU started the domino effect.
It, oh, gosh, it did, didn't it?
Yep.
Man, you think about
that. ACU beat Shaka.
That was, I think that was a
Shaka
Friday night.
Fired, yeah.
That was a Friday night late game.
And then by April 1st, Chris Beard was in Austin.
Holy heavens, it's on the...
Yeah.
It's on Abilene Christian.
Yep. Rodney Terry went to Texas. ACU coach went to UTEP.
Man.
That is a bunch of stuff that all happened together.
30 for 30 will probably do...
Yes.
Have that night in there, in the 30 for 30.
Legitimately, if Chris Beard has a redemption arc,
yeah,
his 30 for 30 would be really, really cool to watch.
It's going to happen one way or the other, because it'll be either the flame out.
Flames out, or yeah.
Or the comeback. Yeah?
Yeah.
Texter on greatest Lone Star State athlete all time. Sports figure, I should say. Give me Earl Campbell. Earl's got to be up there. You know what's fascinating about Earl Campbell? Is that for him being a Longhorn, and one of the greatest Longhorns of all time, one of the greatest college football players of all time.
Yeah.
That by and large, Texas Tech fans have great respect for him.
Yeah.
That he's not looked at the way Tech fans look at a Chris Sims or a... Shipley or any of those,
right.
that he was so good. Now, I think it helped that he ended up playing in Houston.
Right.
Right? I think that helped. But over the years, going all the way back to the 70s, Texas Tech fans didn't have this great enmity towards Campbell. You just looked at him and went, my gosh.
Well, and I think maybe there's a fear factor. It's just you have to respect him or he's going to run over you.
And then he did the Nolan Ryan thing. He got into the Hotlink business. Smart move.
You look at running backs, or not running backs, just the Texas athlete conversation we're having right now.
Yeah.
And high school, college, NFL, Texas athlete for Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
Then you look at a guy who... won an MVP and was incredible. One of the greatest of all time running backs. If he didn't deal with injuries toward the end of his career, would have been maybe.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson, Palestine, high school, Texas. Then he goes to Oklahoma, and then he never plays in Texas as a professional.
Yeah.
Is he one of the greatest Texas athletes of all time? Well, yes, but by the nature of the question, I would pick Earl Campbell over Adrian Peterson.
Absolutely. And another
he
guy.
Stayed in Texas and then got to Texas in the NFL.
Another guy you could do that with was Billy Sims out of Hooks, Texas in the 70s. He was kind of after Campbell a little. He goes to OU.
Right.
Goes to the Lions and never plays in the state of Texas after high school, but another great one. God, knee injuries derailed him.
Or even Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Drew Brees from Texas goes off to Purdue, then plays in San Diego and New Orleans. You're probably putting Drew Brees as the best quarterback from Texas?
Whew. Best quarterback not named Sammy Baugh? Best quarterback?
Well,
I know. You don't like to go eras.
No, Sammy Baugh, he's a great football player.
Yeah.
Is he the greatest quarterback of all time? I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah.
To
Tommy
do that.
Kramer from Rice. See, this is what was really weird because you went through the 80s and 90s
right.
without having any impactful quarterbacks out of the state of Texas. And don't give me Detmer and don't give me Andre Ware.
And
no,
now you have a ton of them.
Don't give me that. And you know why?
Right.
What changed in the
Mike
early
Leach.
2000s? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That 30 for 30.
So Patrick will pass. Oh, man, a Pirate 30 for 30 would be awesome, too.
Yeah.
Oh, they got to have that in production.
That's probably been rushed, not rushed, but
right.
maybe accelerated with the death of Mike Leach, that anybody who was maybe thinking about doing that, well, now, what are you waiting for?
Right.
Kind of what were you waiting for, but, you know. Speaking of Sammy Baugh, texter slinging Sammy Baugh may be the greatest Texas athlete of all time. Quarterback, safety, punter, college and pro, also played baseball and coached. I'm only 48, so I wasn't around to see him play, but I did a report on him in school, and it stuck with me. He was also an actor. He played a Texas Ranger in a serial Western that he did. And if you wonder where Robert Duvall got the character mannerisms for Augustus McCray in Lonesome Dove, that's Sam Baugh. That's all Sam Baugh.
Interesting.
There's a really cool NFL Films deal that I have not seen in forever. And they follow Duvall down to Rotan. And Duvall meets with Baugh. And you know, is visiting with him and talking to him and stuff. And you can tell Baugh is kind of like, oh, so you're an actor, huh? Well, you been in anything? Gordon Woods, one of the greatest high school football coaches ever in Texas. Brownwood, 7 state championships? I can't remember. Texas wants to know, do teams lose, make, or break even financially in the NIT? It's pretty much a wash now that it's taken over by the NCAA. I'm not exactly sure on the payouts, but I don't think you get probably anything. You might get a little off your ticket sales if you host, I think, but it's not a... The last thing I remember hearing on that, it's not a money loser. You're not going to lose. Like, remember the CBI? I don't even know if that's still around.
Yeah, you had to
that
pay
was,
to be
that
in
was
it.
Pay to play, that joke. The last thing I remember hearing is that you don't lose anything. You might make a little. But it's controlled by the NCAA now.
I think it was something like, and this might be the women's NIT I was looking up. You might get $7,000 in games that you travel.
Yeah.
And $10,000. In games,
for what you host?
In games that you host.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not nothing, but it's negligible.
Right. I that just travels like...
Yeah.
I mean, that covers like travel.
Yeah. But maybe. Depends right. on how you travel.
Right. So, it's a net neutral, I'm sure.
Yeah. Texter says, no NIT, it's kin to intramurals, and Sammy Baugh gets his vote on greatest sports figure in Lone Star State history.
Would you say the women's NIT is more, I'm looking for a word here, prestigious than the men's NIT?
Has been at different times.
Because the women's NIT was like the tournament, right? First?
Well,
isn't it longer running than the women's March Madness tournament?
NCAA took over women's college basketball in 1981-82. There had been a national championship tournament, AIAW, before that. We're talking in the 70s and the rise right. of Title IX, Delta State, teams like that, you know. In Amarillo, they had the women's NIT for many years in the 80s up until the early 90s. The entire tournament was played there. I can't remember whether it was a 12- or 16-team tournament. As they expanded the women's tournament in the early 90s from 32-48-64, just trailing the men's tournament by a few years on that. People forget the men's tournament used to be 32 back
right.
in the 80s.
It was 16 for a long time.
Yeah. So, long answer to a pretty simple question. Yeah, it played a more prominent role in women's basketball up until the 90s, and then... As the women's tournament expanded, it suffered the same fate that
right.
the men's NIT did, that now you're filling it up with some teams. And, you know, we can have the argument at different times where there are really 64 teams worth being in. You know, we
right.
say that on the men's side.
Well, and again.
And there's also not the massive monetary difference. There is.
Right.
There is, but the women's tournament wasn't a money generator
yeah.
in the way the men's tournament was.
Well, that also goes to... That's team payout and
yeah.
conference payout if you make the NCAA
right.
tournament.
So it's a different deal.
But with the women's NIT and just Texas Tech Red Raiders versus Lady Raiders in the NIT, there's also recent history just
yeah.
with the school. So it's a step up for the Lady Raiders to get to the NIT. They've not been in the postseason since 13?
Yeah.
11? 13?
12, 13.
So
they lost at home to South Florida, maybe?
There'd be a big difference in them going a couple of rounds and the men going
yeah.
a couple of rounds because the men have been in the NCAA tournament so much, and they went to the Sweet 16 last year. It's an obvious step down
yeah.
if you go to the NIT.
The women just need postseason.
Yeah.
They need that.
And with this roster, this young roster,
it.
You can have the same conversation with both programs, right?
Right.
Well, young roster, building the future. Well, with the Lady Raiders, I'm assuming everyone's coming back.
You know that.
With the men, I don't think everyone's coming back.
It's a different dynamic. And that's why I say that this year, with this men's team, no to the NIT. Let's focus on next year now. Let's not play a couple of meaningless games for no real reason, no productive reason. Let's go get ready for next year. That the minute it ends, Mark Adams needs to be in Kirby Hokut's office, and they need to be doing the postmortem together over this season. Not a week after. The day after you fly home from the Big 12 tournament, that needs to transpire.
Right.
And then what I think needs to transpire is Kirby Hokut needs to take to a podium and give a state of the program address to Tech men's basketball fans and followers who have supported this program like hell the last several years, and I think deserve a little bit more of a discussion from Hokut about how you ended up with a 5-win Big 12 team. And what are you going to do about it? Oh, and be sure and donate to the Red Raider Club, 806-855-3712. We got to take the timeout. We'll finish up hour number one of two strong with you guys. It's either or Thursday. What do you drive, either a car or a truck? Either NIT or just move on for Tech basketball. Baseball on your mind? We want to discuss that, too. And then, of course, Texas Independence Day. Give us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
His action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Major League Baseball spring training in full swing. Lots of changes with bigger bases and the pitch clock. How teams adjust remains to be seen. Heading into the season, the Astros are the defending World Series champs and the favorite to win it again at plus 650. The Yankees and Mets joined by the Dodgers at plus 800. Atlanta and San Diego both plus $1,000 bets. The long bets, Oakland plus 100,000. Washington plus 50,000. The Dodgers and Mets, the two favorites to win the National League pennant. LA plus 410. The Mets plus 420. The American League favorites, Houston plus 300. The Yankees plus 350. NL Cy Young, Corbin Burns plus 500. AL, Jacob DeGrom plus 600. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios, taking you to 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Texas Independence Day, give us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time. Either or Thursday, what do you drive, either truck or car? Either NIT or just move on. What do you want to see Texas Tech basketball do? Baseball wins again. You can discuss that and anything else. 806-855-3712. Try to get to as many of the texters as we can during this final segment of the first hour. One says, I own a car. I'd prefer a truck. I really want an old Jeep. I'd like an old Jeep. Just if you just had one, you know, just lying around, that'd be cool. Texter says, I'm ready to chalk the basketball season as a loss and move on. The Raiderland's other realtor, Chris Johnston. Well, there is only one official realtor of Raiderland. Hi there, Kyle. Texter, two Super Bowls for Pat is nice, but he's no Hall of Fame six-time WWF champion Stone Cold Steve Austin. I drive my truck, but I love muscle cars and we'll take the Mustang out in the summer, and I won't watch the men's NIT, says the texter. I mean, that would be another consideration. That what's the look if you do have an NIT game at United Supermarkets Arena and 2,500 people show up?
More than 2,500 people. Oh, the men's or women's?
Men's. Men's.
I think more than 25 would show up to both.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you get 10 for a men's and a 7.5 for the women.
I don't know. Texter says, head coach Gordon Granger from Gunbarrel City gets my vote for greatest sports figure in Texas. Runners up would be Mean Joe Green or Doak Walker. The Doker.
Did not know Mean Joe Green was from Texas.
Texter. Oh, yeah. Played at North Texas.
Okay. I guess I knew that.
Texter, come on, guys. With all the extra bowl practices in football and the NIT and basketball, we're going to kick some ass next year. That'll be the key. Texter, a Ford F-250 Super Duty and a Harley Electra Glide Ultra. Good choices. Texter, I say go with the NIT and give the young guys the majority of the playing time so you can see what you really have for next year. Okay, there we go. So you just tell O'Banner, don't bother. Fardos, you're probably not going to be back. You just sit this one out. We're playing freshmen.
I get that. I would ask O'Banner if he wanted to play.
Yeah.
But again, it's not just play the young guys. It's who's coming back, we'll play you.
Yeah.
Right?
You got till March 12th to decide. That's when the bids for the NIT are handed out.
Yeah.
So you got till March 12th. You guys tell us up or down. Are you back or are you riding with us next year or not? That's why this year, and it's probably not just a Tech issue, that I'm sure there are probably teams in Tech's position, similar position, that are maybe having the same discussions. Well, who's hitting the portal?
Right.
Who's going to be back? Why are we doing this? And it, to me, it's just one more reason not to do the NIT for this team this year. It's time to get on to next year and everything that that implies.
Well, and guys enter the portal fairly quickly in college basketball. Will all the guys stick around for the NIT?
Was it, I lose track, was it last year, was it McCullough or Shannon Jr. where they weren't even really back?
It was Shannon Jr., but he didn't announce, Rothstein did.
He didn't do it, but Rothstein, before Tech even returned back.
They were on the plane.
That news was out. Texter, rolling in the Dodge Cummings. The NIT is trash and got to go with the Tyler Rose. Well done hitting on them all. 806-855-3712 for you to text in. What do you drive, either car, truck, either NIT or just move on? And greatest Texas sports figure of all time, it is Texas Independence Day. Go do something Texan-y real quick during the top of the hour break and then report back to us. It's Ryan Iad's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. Turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks right here in the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo, and in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports, here on an either-or Thursday. What do you drive, either a truck or a car? Either NIT or just move on. What do you want for Tech basketball? It's Texas Independence Day. Greatest Texas sports figure all time. Who you got? 806-855-3712. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Thank you for all the followers out there. We come back in the evening around 6:30, daily broadcast. Highly interactive online presentation. Join us there. And if you miss it, you can go to theraiderland.com. He's Rob Bro, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. He is host of the Rob Bro Show, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM, at Rob Bro Show, where he has been known to pulse the people. And do we need to get our questions in on the Big 12 hotline there for the Gambling Gauchos? So get some of those going for, you know, it's Power Ranking Thursday.
It is on the show.
But you could power rank certain things via the Big 12 hotline. You're cracking me up on that. You guys. We do have some As the Pac-12 Burns information today. Rob, they've lost Dennis Dodd now.
Oh, no.
If you've lost Dennis Dodd.
Who do you have?
Who's left at this point? I'll give you some of the points in his column here in a little bit. But suffice to say, Dodd just realized that, you know what? Not a lot of people watch Pac-12 football compared to other conferences. That if you take USC and UCLA out, nobody's watching any of the games.
It's crazy.
Shocking news. That's breaking news right there, is what that is. Nobody saw that coming. All right, so you guys jump on the text line. Thank you. 806-855-3712. Texter says, it's time to do away with the NIT men's tournament. Expand the NCAA to 96. This would also give the top four seeds in each region the first round off, says Robert. Every few years, there is that voice out there, and I'm not talking about Robert. I'm talking about within the NCAA. I'm talking within the basketball people. What if we just expanded it? No. I like it just the way it is. I think 64 is more than enough. We're at 68 now. It lasts just, it's enough. It's six games.
Yeah.
It's three weekends. You don't need any more than that.
Instead of expanding, they should take out a few of these conferences that have auto bids.
Well, it's like we were saying during the during some of the realignment stuff, that if you ended up with 64 top playing football schools, I'm using that as a number, not hard and fast rule, thank you very much.
Power five,
that whatever that implies, that they could put on their own college basketball tournament in March. And it'd be just as good.
Yeah.
Maybe even better. But they don't need the NCAA to do it.
No.
Remember, the NIT was outside the jurisdiction of the NCAA for decades and decades and decades. When it was, if you talk to Bob Knight, he would tell you that in the 40s, 50s, 60s, whenever, the NIT was, in many people's minds, the more prestigious tournament. But it wasn't until the 70s, probably, that the NCAA tournament really, really outstripped it. Texter, what is NIT? I don't know if they're being serious or not.
The National
Invitational Tournament. For the Texter, who may be kind of new to Tech basketball, or whatever, it was the tournament that Tech fans would have died to have seen the team gone to for many years in the late 2000s, early 2010s. That you would have craved to be good enough to go to that.
I mean, it's something that you've not gone to very often.
Not
you're either
a lot.
Good enough to be in the NCAA tournament
or just been
not.
Bad.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, Knight went twice. I know he went in 03 because that was Jack Dale's final year doing the play-by-play, and he finished his career in Madison Square Garden.
In between some of the NCAA tournaments?
Yeah. And then might have the first year gone NIT and played somebody like Southern Illinois or the Salukis or something. I can't remember. Dickey's team went to the NIT once, maybe twice. I vaguely remember a game against Washington State in the NIT. And then Gerald's teams in the 80s, I don't remember an NIT game. There was one maybe in the late 70s. So to your point, I'm trying to do this completely off the top of my head here, so I apologize. I don't remember another NIT appearance in the 80s under Gerald's team. So anyhow, to your point, it's not like Tech has appeared in the NIT a whole lot. We're talking about greatest Texas sports figures today on Texas Independence Day, 806-855-3712. Texter Don Haskins, who knew we had basketball in Texas back then. Darn right we did. Bear down there at Texas Western.
You want the list?
Yeah. I'd be, how close did I get?
1979.
Nebraska.
Indiana. 1995.
Oh, wow. I know you get emotional.
Washington
State was 95. Okay, so I got that one.
And then 2003. They played Nevada, San Diego State, Georgia Tech, St. John's, and Minnesota. They lost to St. John's and then played Minnesota in the third place game. One. And then in 2010, which I did not remember at all, they played three games and lost to Ole Miss by three.
Yeah.
Is that bad night? Went to the NIT?
I would have lost that bar bet. What?
Was that last year?
No way. What year was it?
10? Because Gillespie, I guess Gillespie got there. I guess it was 10-11 was Pat Knight's final year.
Guess so.
So the year before his final, wow.
I had forgotten about that NIT trip.
Yeah.
Through therapy, I've forgotten a lot about the Pat Knight time at Texas Tech.
Right.
806-855-3712. Texter says, baseball doesn't have enough action to keep me interested, so I don't watch it, but I heard they're making the bases bigger. Is this a way to make the game more interesting or just something people have complained about for years? Almost a safety deal here that they're doing, trying to keep guys from getting spiked and running into each other. And they came up with a long litany of things that they thought would be better if they made the bases slightly larger. Yeah, whatever. Now, if they'd made them, like, double, then we're getting there. Then we're getting there. That'd be awesome.
In 2009, 2010, Texas Tech was 19-16. They went 4-12 in conference play.
Yeah.
And went to the NIT.
Okay.
14-5 at home, 4-10 on the road.
That would have lost that bet.
19-16. Wow.
And you got rid of that guy, didn't you? Pretty soon? Just saying. Texter, agree with you guys. We're Texas Tech. We don't play in no stinking NIT. We move on, since this is a talk show where we speculate. Who do you think moves on for the team, including the staff? Were you not here yesterday? We did an entire show yesterday about who your number one target should be to return, player-wise. Kind of power rank those a la coming up on the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. So we had a texter yesterday wanting to establish, you know, a bit of an over-under number, 2.5. Would you have over 2.5 departures from the team or under? Of the guys who have eligibility to come back, I said yesterday I slightly lean under. I don't know. I don't know who's going to leave. They may all want to stay. They may love it here. I don't think AMAC will be back. I'm waiting to see if he plays this weekend, by the way. Texter, I think Tech will win two games in the Big 12 tourney. And let's give Booby Miles a shout-out. What could have been? Mojo. A little mojo right there. Yeah, no, that's going to be interesting this time next week. Because your season could very well be over this time next week. Well, no, because it's Thursday. No, they play Wednesday. Tech will be playing in the Wednesday game.
Right.
So your tournament run could be done at this time next week. I think one way or the other, you won't have to wait long. I don't think on guys coming back or leaving. That, I mean, you either know or you don't know right now. What's going to change in a couple of weeks? What's going to fundamentally change for you that makes you go, I'm staying, I'm leaving on March 17th or March 21st? I think you're either good with it or you're not right now.
Right.
And, again, if you want a landing spot, get your name out quick.
Yeah, unless you're going somewhere, like unless you have something planned,
right?
And they're in the NCAA tournament, and you're going to go to a good team.
Well, that would imply some sort of tampering, perhaps, where another school would have reached out.
Well,
Rob,
that certainly doesn't happen.
That's impossible. Would never happen.
Or if you're testing the draft waters first, I mean, it doesn't matter how long you stay around your current program.
Yeah. I just think you'll know fairly quickly. You know?
There are a couple of guys on this team that I would say will stay just to compete, regardless of what it is.
Yeah.
But there are some guys on this team that I think will leave immediately. I don't know. I really don't.
I mean, we'll find out soon enough. That sort of deal kind of takes care of itself. 806-855-3712, one texter texted in that they went to New York City for the NIT.
Oh,
I did not.
In 2003.
2003, they made the trip up there.
That 2010 NIT, as surprising as it was, kind of feels similar to this year. I mean, Texas Tech is a lock for the NIT. You would have to turn it down, which is why the question is, just go home. Or, is Texas Tech basketball, historically, because you can look at the five-year window or historically,
right,
are they in a position to turn down the NIT?
Historically, no, but I really don't care about history. I only care about the now. I don't care.
What does it help to turn it down?
Again, just get going for next year.
Okay.
That things need to change. There obviously need to be some changes, right?
Right.
There need to be some really big fundamental changes, in my opinion, perhaps in even the fundamental operation of the program itself. And I think there need to be some conversations that need to have happen now and not after some sort of NIT deal. Again, I am a huge proponent of, I think sometimes bad seasons need to end and need to be over with. And I say that in football. I say that in all aspects, that you don't need to keep going just because. You know? And I have this too. I'll say this right now. I would love an athletic director to stand up and say, we don't go to the NIT.
Right.
That is not who we are. We didn't hire a coach to get to the NIT. We didn't pay these players a crap ton of NIL money for them to go to the NIT. We don't do that. We don't reward failure. We punish it, and your season is over. I think Texas Tech fans would love it if Kirby Hokut said those exact words. Except for maybe some of the doddering ninnies out there that still think that this is some sort of amateur athletics competition, and these hardworking young men deserve to be rewarded with the NIT.
I still see a lot of people saying that this is an NCAA tournament team, and it's just not.
No, it's not. It isn't. They've had all year to prove they are. Why aren't they? Because they're not. It's so simple. I mean, it's so simple. All right, we got to take the time out. 806-855-3712, either or Thursday. What do you drive, either a truck or a car? Either NIT or just move on. What's your standard for Texas Tech basketball? And it's Texas Independence Day. Give us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time. 806-855-3712. Brace yourself. We're going to talk about Aggies and NIL when we come back. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux. It's 12:22. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux coming to you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News. Money sports, either or Thursday, either NIT or just move on. What do you say for Tech basketball today? Either truck or car, what do you drive? If you want to talk baseball, we love talking baseball. Tech wins 18-5 yesterday, 10-0 going to Houston, and it is Texas Independence Day. Greatest Texas sports figure all time. Hit us up on all of that on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter says, I know they won't, but let's pretend Tech wins the Big 12 tournament. Are they in the big tournament? Yes, automatic qualifier. Whoever wins the conference tournament in every conference is the automatic qualifier. They're automatically in no matter how bad they are. Texter, might as well play the NIT if we get the offer. What could it possibly hurt? I don't want to do it. I don't think they should get to play any more basketball. Okay? Let's be crass here. They don't deserve it. Sports Illustrated writing last night, Rob, 2 weeks after Texas A&M announced a first-of-its-kind name, image, and likeness initiative through its fundraising foundation, the NCAA sent a memo to member schools Monday that appears to be directed at the Aggies' new model. In the short email obtained by Sports Illustrated, NCAA Executive Vice President of Regulatory Affairs, Stan Wilcox, he sounds like a fun guy, reminded administrators that the association's current rules prohibit a school from compensating athletes for NIL, including, quote, entities acting on behalf of the institution. The memo also expressly stated that schools are prohibited from providing assets to, quote, entities engaged in NIL, such as priority points to stadium seating and access. Though the email does not mention a specific school, Texas A&M appears to be in the crosshairs. On February 15, Texas A&M's fundraising arm, the 12th Man Foundation, announced the creation of the 12th Man Fund, an NIL initiative allowing donors to contribute to a fund that distributes payments to athletes. While the 12th Man Fund does not describe itself as an NIL collective, it operates as such while under the university, believed to be the first in the country that a school's booster organization is so heavily involved in the NIL scene. In an interview with SI on Wednesday, A&M Athletic Director Ross Bjork acknowledged the memo and said the university cleared the initiative through its clearance department. When I hear A&M and compliance department, I still chuckle a little bit.
Yeah.
When we were approached by the 12th Man Foundation, we made sure their initiative followed state law and NCAA guidelines. A&M notified the NCAA and SEC of the initiative before the announcement. He says, however, neither entity necessarily cleared or approved the initiative.
Interesting.
It's a shot across the bow.
So this is the Matador Club, but this is the offices at A&M.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it would be like the Matador Club being an arm of the Red Raider Club. See, the 12th Man Foundation is their Red Raider Club.
Right.
So it would be like the Red Raider Club taking over all of the NIL and not it being separate from the Red Raider Club. This is A&M daring them to do anything.
Well, they have better accountants in the 12th Man Fund to wash some of that money. That's all it is.
It's a simpler deal. This is fascinating. This is a game changer. It will force the NCAA into a box, and the NCAA will end up taking on 50 different state attorney generals and legislators that create the law. A&M is basically going to come back and say the NCAA has no jurisdiction over this.
Well, but here's the deal, Ryan. A&M's going to win a national championship now.
Well, they bought one last year.
Right. They got the best class ever, so they're just going to be better than everyone else. So, I mean, everyone should do this because A&M is doing it, and they're going to win, and it's the perfect thing, and they have all the money, right?
I mean, that run to the title last year was fun to watch, you know? While little schools like say, a private school like Texas Christian University, no shot in hell to be able to compete in that environment.
They don't have NIL. They can't win.
It's going to be interesting to watch. Pay attention to this one, folks, because this is, I think, we talk about test cases and different things. This is A&M basically giving the NCAA the middle finger.
They're preparing for the next coach.
Yes, they are. What does his name rhyme with?
I don't want to say it.
Texter, oh yeah, I'm a truck driving old dude. Texter, NIT, yes, Nolan Ryan, and then hashtag doddering idiot. You might be a doddering idiot if. Texter, I drive a Ram truck. I guess I'm a ninny because I support tech in the NIT. You are a doddering idiot. You may be a ninny. You may be a nattering nabob. You are the problem, Texter. I'm going to block this Texter. It's an 806 number. I'm going to block this Texter.
I don't know that you can.
I think I can. It looks like I can. I'm not even going to read the rest of the text about greatest Texas athlete. You're the problem. You got no standards.
Yeah. I don't mind the NIT. You're going to block me?
Yeah. Yeah, no show for you tomorrow.
Okay.
No show tomorrow. Rob Bro Show suspended. No show tomorrow. Texter, I am shocked, I say, that a booster organization would focus on sliding money to collegiate athletes. What would you rather have your NIT collectives under? Would you rather them not? They're going to exist. Okay. What do you want, NCAA? Wouldn't you rather them be operating under the guise and operational control of the university or not? I would rather it be running through the university if it were me. If I'm an athletics director or university president. I mean, watch what we're seeing right now with Tech and NIL, men's basketball. Would that be a smoother relationship if it were going through the athletic department? Pay attention. Big stuff. 806-855-3712. Don't be a nattering nabob of idiocy. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring...
Point nine.
It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Either or Thursday, it's Texas Independence Day, so we're celebrating properly. Give us the greatest Texas sports figure of all time, in your opinion. 806-855-3712. Basketball on your mind? Baseball on your mind? Fire away. And either or Thursday questions. What do you drive, either a truck or a car? And then either NIT or just move on. What do you want to see happen for Tech basketball after the Big 12 tournament is concluded? 806-855-3712. If you got some thoughts on that NIL story coming out of College Station, feel free to text away on that. And I will give you a little bit on the Dennis Dodd. Because when the Pac-12's lost Dennis Dodd, it's all over. Texter, I drive a crossover SUV. Not sure where that falls. Well, it ain't a truck, so it ain't a truck. Babe Diedrichson Zaharias, two-time Olympic gold medalist, 31 pro golf tournaments. Absolutely one of the greatest athletes in the state of Texas. And Nolan Ryan gets a mention as well. Texter, NIT stands for not in the tournament, so hell no, we shan't go. Truck guy, drive Chevy and Toyota all jacked up to overcome my genetic shortcomings. I got a friend who has a truck like that, and man, I can barely get into it.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
I have a friend with
genetic shortcomings.
I have a friend with some genetic shortcomings, and let me tell you,
he's 5'2".
I mean, have you seen the truck Collier drives?
He needs a stool, right?
Just kidding. Dennis Dodd column. What is the Pac-12 actually selling? Ratings without USC, UCLA explain league struggle to land rights deal. The Pac-12's inability to land a media rights deal is reaching a concerning point. Well, no kidding, Dennis. Rob Rowe's been saying for months and months and months and
years
months,
now,
and the gambling gauchos have done an expert job of providing data that backs up Big 12 viewership and Big 12 teams in similar windows that outpace non-USC, UCLA, Pac-12 games by nearly a million. TCU-Baylor this year outpaced the best Pac-12 game, not having USC or UCLA, by nearly a million viewers, Rob. These people knew this, though, right? The Canzanos, the Wilners, the Dennis Dodds, the Stewie Mandels, they knew this. They have the same data. They've seen it. They created willfully ignorance and diluted Pac-12 membership. Anyhow, Dodd's column. Last year, ESPN executive Burke Mangus created a ripple in the industry when he suggested conferences should be focused on cultivating rivalries in college sports rather than worrying about market size. Like Zoink Scoob, he's saying what we know. The amount of time we spend thinking about market size, it pales in comparison to the amount of time we think about rivalries, Mangus said on the Marchand and Oran Sports Media podcast. In college sports, it's the rivalries, it's the traditions, it's the brands that really aggregate audience.
So it took a guy on the sports business,
Sports Business Journal.
So it took that guy to say what we've been saying for 2 years. For everyone to wake up.
For Dennis Dodd.
Well, I'm glad that Dennis Dodd woke up.
Actually do this.
Again, Tuscaloosa is not a major market.
Yeah.
Athens, Georgia is not a major market.
Nope.
Ann Arbor, Knoxville,
Michigan. Knoxville, Tennessee is not a major market.
No.
You know what is a major market? Nashville, Tennessee, where Vandy doesn't do anything.
Yeah, Georgia or Georgia Tech, who brings more eyeballs? Atlanta or Athens?
Yeah. Not even close. Here are some Pac-12 numbers, Rob, without USC and UCLA. In 21, Oregon, Washington, 4.82 million. Washington, Oregon, 22, 3.6. Oregon State, 22, 3.56. Stanford, Cal, 2.7 in 21. Oregon, Washington, 21, 2.63. You don't say. Now let's compare this to the highest-rated regular season games for each conference in 22. Big Ten, Michigan State, Ohio State, 17.4 million. SEC, Tennessee, Georgia, 13.6. They're dominant. I mean, those. Why it's almost like those two conferences have the biggest media rights deals for some reason. ACC, NC State and Clemson got 4.98. Big 12, TCU, Baylor, 4.35. That's not Texas. That's not Oklahoma. That's two small private schools that play in Waco and in a Metroplex that doesn't give a rat's ass about TCU athletics. Pac-12, Oregon State, best number, 3.56. Do I need to repeat that again? The Big 12 outstretched them 4.35 to 3.6. And if I remember right, check my math here, Rob. I think TCU Baylor was played on the same day as Tennessee Georgia.
Yes.
I think that was occurring in almost the exact same window.
Yes. That feels right.
If it wasn't that game, it was another really big SEC game that was going on that day.
Was it Alabama-Tennessee?
Maybe it was Bama-Tennessee.
And that was the wild Bama-Tennessee game.
Yeah.
That might have been TCU Oklahoma State.
Maybe so.
Either way.
Yeah.
Point remains.
Point remains. But the point remains that we've been saying this for over a year.
Yeah, and this is in response directly to the people who say the San Diego market
right.
will save the Pac-12.
That SMU
right.
will save the Pac-12.
The Big Ten didn't go after UCLA and USC because of the Los Angeles market. They went after them because the maroon and yellow and blue and yellow and the history and the brands
yeah,
and the impact of playing Wisconsin and USC and Michigan and USC and Ohio State and USC and maybe UCLA every once in a while. I mean, you're basically getting Rose Bowls.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed Rose
yeah,
Bowls.
Yeah, you're getting,
six Rose Bowls
six
a year.
Yep, you got there before I could.
They didn't do that because they wanted to get into Los Angeles.
The thing that frustrates me, Dennis Dodd could have wrote this column a year ago. He could have written this column the minute the news broke that USC and why didn't we see that? Because they were trying to prop up the Pac-12. I don't know what Dodd, you know, I don't know that there's a bag man from George Klyakov. But it just has been so obvious over the last year or so, the media agenda from certain places, and now all of a sudden that it's falling apart on them, they're backtracking and they're trying to look like they're leading the parade of, oh, well, look here, this is why this is going on. And when we told you that George Klyakov was brilliant by waiting on the Big 12 and then going and getting a better deal because, you know, the Pac-12, whatever dollar bar the Big 12 established, the Pac-12 would surely smoke that. Now they're trying to cover themselves. Wilner's already started to do it a little bit. Have you noticed?
So I did not read. I did not read his. I don't have the Mercury subscription. I'm not going to get it. But his act on Twitter has shifted considerably. Which makes it even funnier that his pinned tweet is from February 14th about how the Pac-12 is still going to survive.
Right.
So something in the last 2 weeks has changed. there were reports that Amazon was going to pay $120 million and ESPN was going to pay $100 million and that $22 million was going to be enough for them to stay together, the Pac-12.
Right.
But I just, I don't know. I think 22 is a big number for them.
There's no deal. There's no
proposal. There's no deal. No, yet. Yeah.
There's not even a there's nothing for Kliakoff to put before the CEOs of the Pac-12 right now. It doesn't exist.
And wasn't March the date?
Uh-huh. So the artificial deadlines that had been put in place that, you know, just made their world more difficult. But yeah, go read the Dodd column, and you're like, what was he doing? Just going back and listening to old podcasts from our show and the Rob Rowe show?
I guess.
And just kind of aggregating it together? Oh, wow, yeah. Markets don't matter. Teams matter. The Big 12...
This isn't the NFL.
No.
The NFL market size matters.
Yeah.
Because you get built-in fans.
Yeah.
Teams matter because a USC graduate does not live in Los Angeles forever. They go off, and they're all across the country. That's a national brand.
Yeah.
Most NFL markets, I would say the bulk of their fans beyond maybe Packers, 49ers, Patriots, Cowboys, those kind of teams are localized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just fascinating to watch this. So I predict that within the next 48 hours, wait for it, maybe less than that, I think you're going to see several more columns like this from national and or Pac-12 mouthpieces.
Yeah, waiting for Mandel.
To weigh in and drop in on this and all of a sudden completely change their tune. And this whole streaming thing is another joke that is falling apart in front of the CEOs. That now has bottomed out. That there is no streaming deal. There's no money on that because they don't have to pay for it.
Right.
Who are they bidding against now? Nobody. There's nobody bidding. ESPN's not bidding. They don't have to. They just wait.
Yeah, here's the deal.
They pick up the carcass, and they're not going to pay. I love every minute of it.
That was the whole thing with streaming. You had to be first, and you had to be before the Big 12.
Yes.
Or if the Big 12 is going to do a streaming component, you had to do it first, and you had to do it before this current deal. Streaming is dead now. It's not dead. It's still the future.
No, but I know, yeah, but in this...
But within this context of the Pac-12 surviving, they had to do it, and they had to do it immediately, and they didn't get it done.
And there was no way it was ever going to be 50% of any legitimate number from a total tier one aspect.
No.
It's complementary. It's your tier three. Maybe a little tier two. But we'll see. Kliavkoff... Still Pac-12 commissioner April 1st? Yeah, I bet he is. I bet he still is. What do you bet?
Who takes over?
Just appointed an interim for life.
Bob Bowlesby?
That'd be right up his alley.
I'm serious.
Saved the Pac-12 the way I saved the Big 12? He saved the Big 12, didn't he?
Oh, he says he did.
He says he did.
And then the Big 12 said they did. He did.
Yeah.
They let him...
Be emeritus.
Die with honor.
Yes. 806-855-3712. You guys can join the fray either or Thursday. What do you drive, either a truck or a car? Either NIT or just move on. What do you want for Tech basketball now? And it's Texas Independence Day. Greatest Texas sports figure all time. Who is that? 806-855-3712. Plenty of time to finish up strong. Let's do just that. It's Ryan Hyatt. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro, going to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. Rob Bro Show comes your way, 1 to 2 Monday through Fridays, right here on Talk 103.9. So if you're outside the area, you need to get the app so you can keep on listening and texting in. 806-855-3712. It's Texas Independence Day. Greatest Texas sports figure all time. Give us that. Don't think we've had a really strong consensus. We've had a lot of good names mentioned. That's how big the state is. And then either or Thursday, either NIT or just move on. What do you want for Texas Tech basketball? And then either truck or car, what do you drive? 806-855-3712. Texter, so you ask for our opinion, either or, and then attack and block us if we disagree with you. I never realized that you were a tyrannical liberal. You're only half right. I'm tyrannical. Rob, how am I even reading this text?
Yeah, I thought you blocked him.
How did that get through?
I have no idea.
What's going on here?
We'll have to talk to the IT people.
Good heavens. Get John down here. It's ridiculous. What kind of flim-flam Mickey Mouse operation are we running here? I can't even block people. Texter, pretty incredible how the Pac-12 did not seem to understand that there was no way they would make more than the Big 12 because there was no competition to bid. Pretty sure Lawrence Skubanek saved the Big 12 since he seemed to be at the head of the table at that time. He certainly played a large role, a very large role. And also, in being part of the group that identified one Brett Yormark and said, let's go with this guy. Let's take a shot on this guy who is seeing the Big 12 through a lens that nobody within the Big 12 footprint probably would have been able to see. You know, as much as we love Kirby Hocutt, and I think he would make a fine conference commissioner, I truly do, I don't think he could have done what Yormark is doing, because Yormark brought in no cognitive bias whatsoever. And he looked at it as a property, as an entity, and as a vehicle to make money.
As an entertainment business.
Yes. You know, the whole thing about the Big 12 beating the Pac-12 to market, I think that was just the bumbling nature of the Pac-12. I truly don't think that it was George Klyakov going, hey, we'll go last. They went last because they couldn't get their you-know-what together as a league to build a consensus to go to market.
I don't believe that they're all on the same page. They keep saying they're all on the same page.
They are not.
How could they not get that deal done?
Because they're not on the same page.
It's crazy to me. And I think a lot of it is probably Oregon and Washington, maybe even to some extent. Washington's been really quiet in this.
Yeah. Washington is just sitting back riding some coattails right now. Washington is to Oregon what Oklahoma was to Texas and going to the SEC.
But Oregon wanting uneven pay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what killed it, but something killed it, and they're not on the same page, and it's fairly obvious. Even though John Wilner and John Canzano want to say that they're all happy-go-lucky over there.
Yeah. There's not a deal to the tape that they can bring to the table at this point that will get, in my opinion, Oregon and Washington to sign any sort of grant of rights. And if there ain't no grant of rights, there ain't going to be no deal. And that's why it's done. That's why it's dead. That Washington and Oregon specifically, still really believe there is a Big Ten lifeline. That, and it depends on who you talk to regarding Kevin Warren in his last months and after the move to get USC and UCLA, that it might not have been so much that they'd lost their taste for blood, it's that they lost their taste for Kevin Warren as their commissioner and said, hold on, he's going to the NFL. All right, let's just settle down for a little bit here.
Well, there's reports
that they don't have to do it fast.
There's reports that that money's topped out. Well, and they're in the club, and they need to go one in, one out if they're going to start adding more teams.
Yeah, that their TV partners, their media people have said, that's it, there's no more.
Yeah, there's no pro rata.
That'll give you that, yeah. And then it becomes, okay, Washington and Oregon State, are you willing to come in for unequal revenue sharing? Will you take 50 mil?
I think it goes the other way. I think you say, all right, we want Oregon and Washington. Who can we kick out? That's what I'm saying.
So dump Rutgers?
Yeah.
Get rid of Maryland?
Yeah. First in, first out.
You know?
Besides UCLA and USC?
But yeah. You don't need them.
That's why I always balked at the, well, the Big Ten wants to get to 20. Do they? Does the SEC want to get to 20? Or is 16 a really good number for a league? And if they want to get to 20, isn't that just two leagues?
Yeah.
You're going to have a Pac-12 division and a Big Ten division.
Again, I don't think it's so much what the leagues want. It's what the networks are saying that we're willing to do.
And ESPN has cinched their coattails.
Yeah.
And allegedly Fox, NBC, and CBS said, hey, we're tapped out. We're not going to give you $100 million for anybody else.
Yeah. So that's the end of the game. The music stops playing. The musical chairs end when the networks stop playing the music. And it sounds like the networks have stopped playing the music. Slinging Sammy Baugh, diesel truck, big grill guard, flatbed. I want to get that in. They were nice enough to text in. 806-855-3712 to text into the Rob Bro Show coming up. Big Fast Friday tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. Follow me tonight on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. Daily broadcast around 6:30-ish. I hope you jump on with us when we go live. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Friday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.